Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
And as they say in the movie business, that's a wrap. I'm referring to yesterday's third reading Senate vote on Senate Bill 99, a bill to ban irreversible gender reassignment procedures on minors. We're happy to report that the bill passed the Senate on a 32-17 vote and is now on its way to Governor Gianforte's desk. This was one of our biggest bills this session, and I want to thank everyone who took the time to call, write, and testify before the committee hearings. Your input really did make the difference, and while this is one of our biggest bills, it's certainly not the only one. We're currently working on over 40 bills, and by tomorrow afternoon, we will have testified in 25 hearings just this week alone. Today, we'll continue the quest to protect kids from profit-driven adults. At 8 o'clock this morning, we'll testify in favor of House Bill 968, a bill to apply a district court decision to the Parental Notification of Abortion Act of 2011. If you'll recall, the legislature in the 2011 session passed a ballot referendum to require parental notification before a minor could get an abortion. The bill was then placed on the 2012 ballot, where it passed by 73%. We then got word that Planned Parenthood was coaching minors to send the notification letters to fictitious addresses, so parents were not being notified. The legislature in 2013 strengthened the law by requiring parental consent rather than just notification. Planned Parenthood sued, and that began a 10-year odyssey as the case wound its way through the courts. On February 21st of this year, a district court judge in Helena struck down the consent provisions, saying that they impermissibly infringed on a minor's right to privacy. While we disagreed with that part of the decision, the judge also left intact the notification provision and then, in effect, created a blueprint for correcting what he saw as the flaws of the law. In his decision, he said that the state has a number of compelling interests for requiring parental notification. These include protecting the child from sexual exploitation and abuse, monitoring post-abortion complications and mental health trauma, ensuring that minors are fully informed in their decision-making, and promoting family integrity. For any bill to withstand constitutional scrutiny, it would have to be narrowly tailored to achieve these compelling interests. House Bill 968 does just that. Rather than the Consent for Abortion Act, the law is being rewritten and will now be known as the Consultation for Minors Abortion Act of 2023. While not requiring actual consent, the new act does keep in place the notarized written statement that proves that the minor's parents or guardians have actually been notified. It redefines a minor to mean a pregnant female under 16 years of age and has strong language to ensure that the minor understands the risks and complications associated with abortion. It's definitely not a perfect bill, but it's the best we can do given the judge's decision. On the upside, it will still ensure that groups like Planned Parenthood will no longer be able to turn a blind eye to instances of sexual abuse, human trafficking, or statutory rape. Pulling parents, guardians, or a judge into the equation in the event of a judicial bypass will result in more transparency, more accountability, and better informed consent as the minor considers a procedure that will affect her for the rest of her life. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.